We talk a lot about the failings of the Lansing School District, and it's not by design. It just seems like the news coming out when it comes to educating our kids in that school district have been a challenge, not only for the teachers, but for the administration and for the parents. As young people and teachers throughout Michigan prepare to head back into the classroom, especially here in the Lansing School District, there's a Lansing Everett High School teacher that has chalked up several success stories helping students earn college-level credits before they graduate from high school and move on to a university education. Everett's Lothar Konetzko, and I'm sure Lothar is going to help me get that right. I'm going to do what everyone else does and call him Mr. K. He is on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Mr. K, how are you?
I'm fine, Mr. Conley. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Is it Konetzko?
It's Konetzko.
Konetzko. But,
everybody knows me as Mr. K.
All right.
So that's just fine.
Well, you taught American history to the Lansing School District for more than a decade, and a large number of past and present hardworking students have reported earning advanced placement credits as a result of achieving high test scores thanks to you and your focused instruction in your AP history classroom. But congratulations on that. I know it must be cool for students to say such kind words.
It's a great feeling. It makes me proud to be a teacher when moments like that happen for our students. But really, you know, the congratulations really need to go out to those kids who've worked extremely hard, have stepped up to the plate to take a rigorous challenge that most students try to avoid because most kids like to take the easy way out, like a lot of us. But it's a great feeling when I see AP scores come in and kids have achieved, you know, basically college credit while in high school.
Now, what made you focus on advanced placement?
Well, that's an interesting story. I'm a student long ago of Oakhams High School, and there was a teacher out there a long time ago. His name was Bruce Ray, and he taught AP Art Studio out at Oakhams. And as a student in high school, I wasn't really the best kid. I had other things I'd rather be doing than being in school. But that AP class really hooked me and gave me something to work towards. I wanted to prove that I could do it. I was a smart kid, but you know, I just didn't enjoy being in school. And that class set enough of a challenge for me that it hooked me. I wanted to perform well and ultimately did and earned college credit for AP Art Studio. And when the opportunity came along to be an AP U.S. history teacher, I grabbed it because I know what it means for kids.
I think that there are some teachers who don't get it when it comes to teaching. It's a gift. It's definitely a skill that can be honed. But when it comes to getting your kids to want to learn, having them enthused, finding a way to hit their hot button, because everyone has a different kind of hot button, you seem to be able to do that. What's your secret?
Oh, boy. Well, my secret is to never give up on my kids. My secret is, I would say, to respect them, have a good sense of humor around them, but to push and challenge them and engage them. You know, teenagers want to give you their opinion. And they're critical thinking individuals like all of us. They just want to be heard. And so over the years, I think I've just developed a good rapport with my students to make them feel comfortable. I make them feel uncomfortable when it comes to, you know, homework loads and like that because I pile it on. And I got kids right now. They're going to be coming into school on Tuesday. They're going to owe me a summer homework assignment that they've been working on all summer that they got in May from me in this AP U.S. History class. And I stay in touch with kids over the summer that have problems, and I just keep encouraging kids. I tell them never to give up.
Tell me about the AP prep program, especially as it relates to your class.
Well, you know, Advanced Placement is a program that comes from the College Board. Those are the folks that bring us the SAT test. For college admissions. Michigan's an ACT state. That's a different company. But the AP program allows students to take a college-level class while in high school, and if they take the national AP exam in their subject area, so for me it would be AP U.S. History, and pass that test with a score of a 3, 4, or 5 on a 0 to 5 scale, they're awarded college credit going into college for that subject area. So ultimately what that means, Mr. Conley, is that parents are going to save money for college. Students are going to have college credit going in. They're going to be prepared once they're there. And, you know, it's just a great advantage to take while you're in school.
We're talking with Lothar Konietzko. He is known as Mr. K to his students at Everett High School. Mr. K, we hear a lot about students from single-parent homes, student from homes with no adult support and supervision, students that have so many challenges that may hold them back in succeeding in school. They have all these outside influences. They have worries about where they're going to eat, where they're going to live. How do you get these kind of students to focus, and how are you able to deal with that? Because a lot of teachers, well, some teachers will complain, I've got all this other stuff to deal with. I can barely teach.
Well, you know, you've got to have a good rapport with your kids. And the number one secret to that is getting to know your kids. And in some cases, you've got to get to know those kids who have those circumstances and understand those circumstances so you can be flexible and help those kids achieve success. You know, the AP program is different in that the kids that come into that classroom setting, and there are several other teachers at Everett that teach AP classes, you become almost like a family. The students get to know each other on a whole different level than in other regular level classes. The expectation levels are different. The opportunities are different. So I think that's one mechanism that helps reach those type of kids. I came from a single parent family myself. You know, my mom was unemployed. You know, it was tough growing up. And it took a teacher to grab me and pull me in. And once that happened, I was hooked. I went on to college, very successful in the LCC photography program when I left Okemos High School. Did that for a while and felt the calling to go into teaching, and here I am.
I want to name some students who have been so successful. Nate Gates, past AP programs, will attend MSU's James Madison College. Melanie Machete, past AP History. She's going to be a junior, as well as Ozama Brodick. Sarah Logue, passed AP exams and is a student at LCC. Paul Wilson is currently a senior at Michigan. He earned enough AP credits to enter the university as a sophomore. Yeah. Guillermo Peralta passed AP exams and is currently a senior at Yale University. And Vivica Arcia passed AP exams and is currently enrolled at Stanford. Man, we don't hear about these success stories enough, do we?
No, you don't. And, you know, I would put my students up any day against any of the other schools around here. I put my AP kids up, I put my regular kids up that want to be in school, want to do well against any other school in the area. We got great kids. You know, kids are all the same. They just need to be reached. And, you know, we've got kids every year going off to Ivy League schools, off to great colleges here in the state. And it's not reported, and I really do appreciate the opportunity for that story to be shared. You know, Lansing has taken enough of a beating over the years that, you know, I wish people would stop in and look at some of the successful things that we have done that really do make a difference for kids and families in Lansing.
All right, we've got two more questions for you. What do you do when you see, when you hear about an apathetic teacher who you know isn't getting through to the kids, doesn't care about getting through to the kids?
Well, you know, in my building, I have worked there for 12 years, and I have rarely seen teachers like that in my building over the years. Some of those teachers have moved on, thank God. But if I know one of those teachers personally and feel that they're doing something that's not in the best interest of the kids, they're my colleague. I've got a responsibility to pull them aside and go, hey, what's going on here? This, you know, something doesn't seem right with your students, I'm hearing this. You know, and it's also a job, though, really, that is for the administration to be on top of as well. And, you know, the administrators these days have taken on so many different roles that, you know, they become ineffective in being able to take care of the business of teaching.
Can you understand how people could be apathetic about some teachers? Because when the test scores come out, and whether they're good or bad, whether they're effective or ineffective, it seems like the districts that succeed don't have any complaints, but the ones that fail and constantly fail always have an excuse. And I know the tests score, where we want our kids to achieve, the bar has been raised. I understand that. But it seems like the Lansing School District constantly fails at this. How would you respond to that?
Well, I guess I'd have to ask what your definition of constantly failing is. That way.
Not meeting the standards.
Okay. Well, you know, the standards, the bar gets raised every year. You know, the data needs to be looked at closely by not just the teaching staff, but the people in charge of academic success for the district. And, you know, we need to come up with a better plan. When I see those test scores, what I try to do is see where are we underperforming. And if it's a literacy or a reading issue, I try to increase that with my kids. Now, that being said, when I get a kid that comes into my room with a third-grade reading level and I'm teaching them at 10th grade, you know, that's a little bit of a problem. You know, they're going to take a test that's geared for them at the 10th grade or 11th grade level, and their reading comprehension is down at third grade.
So what do you do?
Well, you know, what do you do? You try to get the kid into some tutoring. You try to get, you know, help from outside resources if they're available. You work with that kid one-on-one as much as you can. You know, we've got a shortage of staff to help with problems like that. You touch base with the parent. You know, you do what you can. But, you know, the other circumstances that we have in Lansing, and I don't want to make excuses for failing tests, but, you know, we have a lot of kids that are refugees who speak English as a second language, and we have a lot of kids with learning disabilities and special needs that all get lumped in to take those same tests. And as a proportion, as a percentage, I'd say Lansing's got a greater percentage of those kids that have to sit down with kids that have none of those issues and take those tests with them, you know, and of course, you're going to have some bad results. I mean, can you imagine being a refugee kid from Iraq, you speak Arabic, and you're having to take a test that everybody else is having to take, and you don't read English?
Well, I know there are great challenges, and with teachers like Lothar Konietzko, I see the daylight, if you will. You've done a fantastic job with these AP kids, and these kids are kicking butt and taking names, I tell you. And to see those successes, you're to be commended. The district is to be commended, and we wish you success, and we'll stay in touch with you.
Well, I thank you for the opportunity, and all I can say is let's go Everett Vikings, and hope we have a good season. Thank you.